Welcome to the Q&A episode of The Rebel's Guide to Getting Married. My name is Josh Withers, I'm a civil marriage celebrant, and this is a guide to getting married and being married in a way that is really important to you, as opposed to being important to the world, parents, friends, whatever, the Debbie at work, God bless you Debbie, sick of your opinion. I'm sure you're a lovely person, you might have made a great wedding planner a while ago, but today, please just let this lovely couple get married. And like I said, this is the Q&A episode. I've not actually done a Q&A episode ever, it's always just been me thinking of things to talk about. And today, I thought I would actually put the call out on the socials. If you want to put some questions forward for future Q&A episodes, I'm open to it. My email address is hello@marriedbyjosh.com. And marriedbyjosh.com is also my web address if you wanted to look at my website and say, hey Josh, would you be my celebrant? I'm probably open to that. So, alright, let's get through the questions. From Heart of Dambella, she says, do celebrants get butthurt if you ask them to not be in the photos? Without any context, Dambella, I'm too sure exactly what you're asking here. Butthurt is something I try not to get, but and I can't talk for all celebrants, but I feel like maybe you're referencing the idea that sometimes celebrants will be asked to stand in different parts of the ceremony, maybe off to the side or at different parts of the ceremony. A photographer or a couple or something might like them to be elsewhere, maybe not in the kiss shot or not during the vows. As for me, I don't get butthurt about any of this, but I do consider the vibe of the ceremony and how it feels to be 10 million times more important than the capturing of it, which is not to at all downplay the capturing of it, but the ceremony is something to be experienced in the moment. And it's awesome, like I'm all there for capturing that and recording that and having that as a record of what happened. I'm there for that. I record a video of the ceremony myself, like I think it's good, but it's not more important than how it feels, which is why I stand in the middle, because that's where people stand when they're talking to a crowd, addressing a crowd. They stand in the middle. It's easy for everyone's eyes and brains and ears to know that's where the talker is. I'm talking to the couple as well, and they're in the middle, so it's just not weird. I feel weird when I do ceremonies off to the side, so that's why I do it like that. If the couple are capable of holding the microphone themselves, or there's no microphone, if it's like an unamplified ceremony, then I'll usually step out of the way for the vows, because I think it's the kind of place where I don't need to be there, and maybe the photographer or videographer can get some shots without me. When it comes to parts like making out towards the end, I'll very, you know, casually and lovely stand out of the way, because I don't get butthurt being asked not being photos. If you know someone who does though, I'd love to know what they got butthurt about. And I just want to have one more reason to say the word butthurt, because it's kind of a funny word. Wix Photography asks, where were you today with those cacti? If you follow me on social media, I was at Cactus Country, about 3 hours north, that way, northwest of Melbourne. A long drive, epic place to get married. I'm there again, anytime you want to go there. So I'm assuming Steve from Wedded Pod asks, is 5:30 a.m. too early for a wedding ceremony if you're inviting guests? So this comes around the idea that there's a regular time for a ceremony, and in every country and every culture, there's different versions of that. In Australia, every ceremony is at 3 p.m., which can be fine, but I don't think it's necessarily required. So in other parts of the world, depending on when the sun sets, there's regular times for ceremony. But also, in a previous episode, you would have seen me talk about sunsets and sunrises being a really good time to do ceremonies, which is why I think sunrise is a spectacular time to get married. You start the day early on the right note, you get married, you have eggs benedict for your wedding reception, and you're off for the day. But 5:30 a.m., you know what? It is a little bit early for some people. And this comes to something I've talked about a few times, where a wedding is where you as a people, you're hosting your people. So you as a couple, you're hosting, and you're saying, come to us, please come and celebrate with us. We're going to host an event for you to celebrate with us. An elopement is something that's not for everyone else, it's for you. So a sunrise wedding, you know what? You'd have to look across your people and say, am I going to like murder everyone's heart by asking them to be at a 5:30 a.m. ceremony? if it's an elopement, have it whenever the hell you want, and sunrise is a great time for that to happen, as opposed to too early or too late. Obviously, it's contextual, but for a wedding, and if you're getting grandma there and everyone from work, I'd be a bit early, yeah. If it's an elopement or if it's something more intimate, then get into it. 5:30 a.m. is a great time to celebrate things. And while we're doing shout outs to Jen and Steve, the Wedded Podcast, it's on a similar vein to this about getting married and being married in a really just a normal, nice, natural, good way. So check that out. Wedded is the podcast. I've got a. I'll keep you anonymous. You know who you are, because I feel like this is a question that is anonymous, even though you didn't actually ask for it to be anonymous. I want to elope. My partner wants a big hurrah. How do we agree so I finally get hitched? Life is just a series of compromises, isn't it? That's literally what existence in community is. It's you as a community saying we need to find a compromise. I love the story of cement being invented, where they realized that as a community we need to do things together, and to shortcut the whole story, they invented cement because we needed a place for things to happen together, which is different to things happening alone. If you're alone, you can just live by yourself in the woods. When you're together, you need to bring a compromise and find a place for you to do things together. That's relationship advice 101. As far as you want an elopement, they want a wedding, yeah, big call. I would try, and this is not good advice because it's not that sexy, but I'd try to talk about it. Like, why does it matter to you? Why does it matter for the person who wants to have a wedding? Why is that important? Why is it important for them to get all their people together in one place and look at them and celebrate with them and for them to host that event and for them to pay for that? And you as the person wanting the elopement, you might say, well, this is going to be a $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 event. I don't want to be looked at by everyone, whatever your reasons are. And hopefully they could come some way to compromising. And you can hear them out and say, well, that's all valid. You're my partner and I love you and I want you to have what you want to have. But then on the flip side, you're going to say, well, these are the reasons for an elopement. I don't want to be looked at by everyone. I don't want to spend $10 million or whatever it might be. And they would hear you out. And you know what? There's nothing simple here. You've just got to find a compromise so that both of you can enter into marriage together. But I'll leave you with this point. That moment where you get married, whether it's a wedding, an elopement, hoo-ha, whatever, it's a branding opportunity. It's an opportunity for you as a couple to say, this is who we are. This is what matters to us. This is what we as a couple look like. It's not an individual thing. It's not about I, it's about we. And that's the beautiful thing about planning a wedding, is it's one of those first opportunities for a couple to actually say, this is what's important to us. And you can tell because we've put our money where our mouth is. Best of luck. Okay, question from Motion Real Films. How many hours of sleep do you function on? 8. I need 8. If I don't get 8, I'm a dead man. And Lauren asks, how can I make my destination wedding fun after the ceremony without spending loads? You know, similar to the question about eloping and whatnot, but I'll come at it from a branding point of view, that whole vibe of you getting married, that event that you invite people to, that's you saying, this is who we are, and this is what matters to us, and this is how people like us party. So if I was having that event today, we would have food and wine, possibly even have like an acoustic band, that kind of thing, like, because that's how our people, Brit and I, that's how we would celebrate. It'd be a small, intimate affair. And it'd probably be like 15, 20, 25, 30 people. It'd be very intimate, very small. Because that's how we do things. That's the ceremony, and that's the reception. That's the whole deal. That's us celebrating. For you, don't so much look at how you can make it fun, but look at how do you as a people, how do you as a couple celebrate? And the reason I put it back on you is because if you're having fun, everyone's having fun. So create an event that you can have fun at. Create an event that you want to go to and that you want to enjoy. And if you do that, and if your favorite people are there, then they're going to enjoy it and everyone's gonna have a ball. This has been The Rebels Guys Getting Married. My name's Josh Withers. You can find other episodes of this podcast and the vlog. It's an audio podcast. It's a vlog on Facebook and Instagram, all that kind of thing, at www.therebels.guide. Share it around, ask your questions, send it into hello@marriedbyjosh.com. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.